Making laws in the state legislature is a big job, so big that those we elect can't do it alone. The Office of Legislative Research and General Counsel, or LRGC, is one example of the help lawmakers need.
Legislative Research and General Counsel's office is the backbone of the staff that we have to draft bills, to do research on bills, to give us legal opinions.
That was House Democratic Leader Brian King. Imagine the legislature is a diner. Lawmakers take the customer's order and the LRGC, with directions from lawmakers, whip it up and quick, with little time to spare during the 45-day legislative session. In late July, the office's previous director for 17 years, Mike Christensen, retired, leaving big shoes to fill inside the legislature.
You got to have someone who has experience in administration and management of other people, who gets along well, understands how to diffuse HR kinds of issues.
King was a part of the hiring committee to replace Christensen. After vetting 40 applicants, the committee finally selected John Cannon, soon to be former director of government relations for the LDS Church.
The issue came up about his experience over the last 5 years working for the LDS Church. There were some pointed questions asked, and John wanted to address that.
Cannon's time with the church has become the elephant in the room among Utah politicos. As Cache Valley Daily reports, Lori Gaylor with the Freedom From Religion Foundation said Cannon's selection entangles the church and the legislature completely. King stresses that Cannon was selected for his past experience in the LRGC.
I think all of us felt comfortable that John's first priority, if he got that job, was to the state legislature. And we have very clear language in the state and national constitution saying, you know, we don't believe in religious tests for people.
Cannon is still subject to final approval when the legislature convenes in 2018. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Dennis Stock in Logan.